Jiang Xiaomin, director of the liaison office of the Chinese Central People's Government in Hong Kong, has made comments during a lunch meeting with the city's Legislative Council. Jiang Xiaomin is calling for the combined effort of everyone in Hong Kong to make universal suffrage a reality.
If we want to achieve universal suffrage sooner, we need to follow the track of the Basic Law and related decisions of China's top legislature and avoid taking a wrong path.
Zhang also says the process needs to adhere to the current governing principle of one country, two systems.
Hong
Kong is not a country. It's an administrative region of PRC with high autonomy. Therefore, when we are designing the universal suffrage system of Hong Kong, we must comply with the one country, two systems principle and make sure the country's sovereignty, safety, and the central government's legal rights are well protected.
Commenting on the so-called Occupy Central movement, which calls for a mass demonstration to bring the central hub of Hong Kong to a standstill, the chief liaison says he's against it, saying it violates the law of Hong Kong and does harm to young people. Ahead of the launch meeting, Hong Kong's chief executive Liang Chunying has issued a statement saying Beijing has always acted strictly in accordance with Hong Kong's basic law. Liang also says the SAR government is happy to see communication between representatives of the central government and Hong Kong lawmakers. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.